151.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it like a B flat?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Maddie Alrich, and I'm the costume designer for.
Hi, my name is Annie Saunders, and I am creating the wreck with my team.
And I'm Lynn Lemonhaw, and I am the set designer and costume designer.
I'm actually a visual artist in a performing arts.
I'm Kate Fry, and I'm the scenographer.
My name is Missy Mazzoli, and I'm the composer.
I'm Royce Fabric, and I am the librettist for the opera Proving Up.
High art quality of it. It's really great.
The capacity for invention.
I'll be designing the costumes and the space, the environment.
When you're dealing with a living composer and all these living collaborators, no wonder opera is viewed as this art form where everything meets.
My name is Lillian Snortland with Opera Omaha. I'm excited to announce the launching of a brand new podcast called Making Magic, featuring conversations with artists and artistic leaders of Omaha coming in 2019. While we wait, we'll explore where Opera Omaha has been with these breadcrumbs from the past. With a piece like Flight, it's not just about what's happening on stage. When the plane is getting ready to take off, it is one of the great moments of contemporary music. It almost sneaks up on you. I've never heard anything quite like it. So said Christopher Rowntree on the music of Opera Omaha's production of Flight. Keep listening to find out more.
I'm Christopher Rowntree. I'm the conductor for Flight. I don't really remember how I tripped and fell into opera, but as soon as I started doing it, I was like, oh, there's a reason why everyone loves this. When you're dealing with a living composer and all these living collaborators, no wonder opera is viewed as this art form where everything meets. And that's why it's so special. The conductor's role, it's not just to keep everyone in time. I think conducting largely is a psychological art form. Particularly in opera, it's like half therapist and half athlete and then half director, like stage director, except for I'm directing music and I get to do it while they're performing. Well, so the thing about Flight, it comes from this place also of kind of like the heyday of travel, like the grand days of travel, when it was novel to get on a flight. You know, there's so many grand gestures in this piece with this incredible ensemble cast. And each one of them really a star. Every single phrase has people interjecting in their conversations. And they have huge ensembles where all of the principals sing together in a phrase. It's just incredibly rare. A piece like Flight, it's not just about what's happening on stage. So when the plane is getting ready to take off, it is one of the great moments of contemporary music. I mean, it almost sneaks up on you. You kind of, it sounds like an orchestra, and then it kind of sounds like an orchestra tuning, but very strangely. And then suddenly it starts to rumble, and you can hear it all kind of take off like this. And I've never heard anything quite like it. I think my favorite thing about conducting is the main skill is to open a piece of, like open a book, it's a bunch of paper, and to stare at dots on a piece of paper and attempt to, as loud as I can in my head, truly hear what is happening in the score without any of it happening. Once you get the hang of it, you can do it almost anywhere. So actually most of my study now happens in public. And I found that if I'm in a coffee shop, for example, me hearing an opera, the problem is I like to move while I'm studying. So I have to like sit on my hands, you know, and then like turn a page and make sure I'm not conducting in public. This is very weird. What Opera Omaha is doing here, it's really rare. I mean, I don't know really any opera company that is breaking the rules the way that Opera Omaha is breaking the rules. And that's saying a lot. Like when I come here, I feel like I'm arriving to a place where my friends are here and we're all gonna come together and make work together. And we will make it in this place that wants to push opera to its future and break it of anachronism. And that's really special.